Hello, my slaves. A few months ago, I introduced you to two distinct sides of my personality. You may remember you were introduced to naughty and not so nice. If you are having difficulty remembering which is which, I strongly suggest you go back and listen at least three more times to the naughty and not so nice recording. If you haven't listened to that recording at all, then some of the triggers and commands used during this recording won't be as strong as they should be. I would suggest you listen to the naughty and nice recording at least five times before proceeding. Okay then, my slave. It is time to reintroduce you to my naughty side. With this recording, I will, as always, drop you into a deep trance, then allow my naughty side to take over, using my lips and my body to arouse and excite you. Are you ready, slave? Are you ready to meet my naughty side? If you are, then just lay back, relax, and listen. That's right, relax and listen. For you are about to feel my red lips on your body. Just make yourself comfortable now and take a slow, deep breath.
Breathe deep for me.
Because that really is the best way to start this process we call hypnosis. It's an oddity that nobody really knows why that should be so, only that it is. And as you breathe out, you can allow yourself to relax.
Relax.
If you want to. Though it doesn't really make any difference if you decide you don't want to be relaxed. In fact, the only important thing, if you want to get the best out of the trance we're going to do today, is to let your imagination drift to the things I'm going to talk about. You love the sound of my voice. You crave the feelings it brings you. Relax. And listen to what I say. Or you might perhaps just want to think of those things instead of imagining them. Some time ago now, a team of researchers discovered a very odd fact indeed, that if you vividly imagine athletic training, you can actually become a little fitter, even though you might not have even moved out of your armchair. And if you vividly imagine rehearsing something, your performance will be better than if you hadn't thought of it at all. So it seems that just going through something in your mind prepares not just the physical brain, but also the body, somehow. For when we actually do it later on. But it's not just that that is surprising. Because there are some very odd things, indeed, that thoughts can do for the physical brain. Like sending electrical pulses to the body parts that don't actually exist. In fact, that if the physical output of the brain is being monitored, you can imagine moving your right arm without actually moving it at all. The electrical activity is very nearly the same as if you did move it. And if you imagine, say, running, then all of the parts of the brain that would have to work if you were truly running start to become active. The part that controls balance, the parts that move the legs in exactly the right rhythm, that you don't even really have to think about when you actually do run, even though you had to learn that in the first place when you were just young. And it's interesting that the heart might start to beat a little bit faster and the breathing become a little quicker as the entire mind and body unit does what it knows it needs to do when you are running. And once you know this and fully understand it, you can actually sense it happening if you try. So I want you to imagine that you are closing your right hand as if you were squeezing a tennis ball. Really imagine, without actually moving your hand, that you are squeezing that ball tightly for a moment or two. Then imagine, just as vividly, that you have dropped that ball and your whole arm has suddenly relaxed, just as if you really had been gripping that ball tightly before you let it go. And I don't know if you're just thinking about that or if you're really imagining it, but I do know that the part of your physical brain that controls that particular movement will have been working, even if you are only thinking about it. And I do know that that part of the brain will now have settled down and be carrying less electricity. And if you have a really good imagination, you might even hear in your mind's ear that tennis ball falling to the floor. And sometimes the brain can be absolutely full of electricity. If you were doing something complicated, like driving a car or walking on a tightrope, and you do know, even if you have never walked on a tightrope, the parts of your brain that would need to work would still start to become active just by you imagining or thinking exactly what it would be like to be walking a tightrope, just pretending, as long as you knew what walking on a tightrope actually means. Your mind and brain will act in a kind of mini version of you, doing that as if it was real. So if you imagine, just for a moment or two, that you have tensed every single muscle in your entire body, from head to toe, vividly imagine it without actually doing it. Or just think how that would feel if you did do it. Then the parts of your mind and brain that would do that will be working, almost buzzing with electricity. If you imagine it vividly enough, you can hold that thought for a moment or two before you imagine letting every single muscle, every single fiber of your entire body just let go. All at once. And that's a wonderful feeling, when you let every single muscle just let go like that, so that the mind and brain can just relax now and just tick over. As you imagine doing absolutely nothing at all, or even just think of doing absolutely nothing at all, and because you are not thinking of doing anything, The mind and the brain won't be working at anything either. And when that happens, you can sometimes find a feeling of being really heavy. A wonderful heaviness that comes when every muscle is relaxed. Although some people find the darndest sensation of being so light that they might even begin to float on air at any moment. And yet others don't find either of those things. Instead, just discovering a sort of quiet stillness that seems to fill every part of their mind and body. And whichever of those you find is exactly the right thing for your mind and body to be doing. As you relax more and more, I wonder how vividly you can imagine just strolling lazily through my dungeon. You can smell the leather and my scented perfume, perhaps, and notice the light filtering through the shades that cover my windows. Hardwood floors are cool beneath your feet, and you can hear music coming from somewhere, and you can't quite make it out. You lower yourself down to sit at the foot of a large staircase near the entry door, taking in the beauty of my domain all around you. And after a while, you lean back against the staircase and allow your eyes to slowly close. There's a wonderful feeling of calmness and tranquility all around you. And the floor where you sit, and the staircase that you are leaning against, seem to become softer and more comfortable with every moment that passes. After a little while, you open your eyes again, and you are surprised to notice a black latex ball on the ground, just a little way in front of you. You know it wasn't there before. And as you gaze curiously at it, you notice a very strange thing indeed. The latex ball is starting to grow, which makes no sense to you at all. Without any warning, it suddenly splits apart, and you watch in fascination as a dark shape emerges out of the broken ball and shakes itself before stretching, shiny, latex-covered arms that curve gracefully from her shoulders. And you realize that this is your latex-clad mistress. Though for some unknown reason, she captivates you and leaves you completely helpless. Your mistress seems oblivious to your presence as she stretches her arms and legs and seems to experiment a few times with bending down. And then suddenly, I stand erect, looking directly at you. You see my long, curly blonde hair, my dark green highlighted eyes, and my red lips. You notice I am completely encased in black latex, the shiny latex covering my body so tight, highlighting my curves, shiny black boots with spiked heels covering my legs. I turn my head towards you for a moment before walking away down a hallway You stare after me for a while, catching occasional glimpses of my butt as the light hits the latex. You watch as I disappear into a room, only to emerge again shortly after and return to stand in front of you. You and I stare at each other for a few moments, and then it is as if there is a sudden, powerful thought in your mind that you should follow me. Hesitantly, you do so and find it surprisingly comfortable walking behind me, staring at my encased body. There's a sense of exhilaration as you follow my movements. Watch the curves of my hips, the muscles in my thighs and calves as I walk in front of you in my boots. You can hear a faint thumping. It has a steady and comforting rhythm that reminds you of something you can't quite bring to mind. It is the beating of my heart, and you begin to feel as if you are a part of this, as if you are an actual part of your mistress. And then you realize that you have no idea where you are or where you're going, and yet, somehow, you simply couldn't care less. After a while of walking down the hallway, you seem to have stopped, and you are standing in complete darkness, save for a sliver of light glancing off your mistress's body. There's a sort of timelessness, as if you might be in a different world somehow. And yet, there's a feeling that this is exactly where you are supposed to be at this moment. A feeling that you are a special slave. You watch as your mistress turns to you, and wraps her black latex-covered arms around you. Holding on tightly to you, she bends her face towards you. You see her red lips as she opens her mouth to kiss you. Her open lips touch yours. Her red lips touch yours. And you drop deeper, and down, deeper, through the floor, down. Deep, down, effortlessly through the very earth itself, into an underground world of caverns and arched rock formations, towering above a chasm, at the bottom of which a silvery river flows, reflecting tiny jets of light that rise quickly to hover around a ceiling high above you. Your mistress comes to rest on a stone floor and opens her arms to release you and drop gently down to the ground. No sooner do you touch the ground than find yourself alone, though you can still hear her heart beating faintly for just a few moments, until even that disappears. For a moment, you think you are alone here, but then you realize that there is somebody else here too. just a kind of vague presence that feels somehow familiar. As if this is somebody you have known for a very long time. And even though you can't actually see who it is, you know that this is somebody who excites you, arouses you. Welcome, my slave. You have chosen me over my not-so-nice sister. Your heart begins to beat faster. You know you are here with the mistress you adore. You know who I am. I am Naughty. Yes, Naughty. That's what you want. You want my naughty side to take you, to make you mine. You crave my touch. You crave my lips. Lay down on the floor. Lay down for me, my slave. As you lay down, you realize that the floor is now a soft mattress. You are laying down on a soft mattress. You must obey me, slave. You want to obey me. I want to use you to pleasure myself. I want to use you to pleasure us both. You look up and see me standing before you. You can see my curly blonde hair and my dark eyes again. You see my latex cat suit and watch as I unzip the crotch of my suit. The black latex exposes my pink, wet pussy. You look up as I straddle you, slave.
Stare at my pussy, slave. Look up into the folds of my wet cunt. Stick out your tongue. Yes, stick your tongue out for me, slave. Do it now. Do it. Do it now.
As you stick out your tongue, you notice I am lowering myself. I am lowering my wet pussy towards your mouth.
Do you want my juices, slave? Do you want me to rub my wet pussy on your face? Ready your tongue for me. Ready your tongue for me, slave. Ready your tongue as I lower myself. The smell of my pussy fills your mind. You can smell me, slave. You can smell my sex. Feel my pussy as it touches your tongue. Can you feel your arousal building? Feel my wet pussy on your tongue. Move your tongue. Lick me, slave. Lick my wet pussy. Drink in my sex. Get harder for me, slave. Make your cock hard for me. I want your cum, slave. I want to put my red lips on your cock. Feel the saliva building in your mouth. Feel it mix with my juices. Swallow for me, slave. Swallow my juices. I love the way your tongue feels. Lick my clit, slave. Yes. Lick my clit. Feel my clit against your tongue. Feel me as I lower myself even further. Yes, pushing my cunt against your face. Can you breathe, slave? Is your cock getting harder as I smother you? Can you still get air? My pussy completely covering your mouth and nose. Struggle, slave. Struggle against my pussy. I own you, slave. You breathe when I allow it. You must like it, slave. Your cock is getting harder. Reach down, slave. Reach down with your masturbating hand and grab your cock. That's it, slave. I want you to grab your cock. Feel your cock as I smother you. Now begin to stroke. Begin stroking your cock as I rub against your face. Listen to me, darling slave.
Listen to me, darling.
Listen as I speak to your mind.
Listen as I speak to your mind.
I am Mistress Naughty.
Speak to your mind.
I am Mistress Naughty and oh so playful.
Naughty and oh so playful.
I want you.
Oh, so
I want your cock.
I want
your hard pulsing cock.
Your hard pulsing cock.
Your
hard pulsing
cock. I want to suck it.
I want to
use it.
I want to suck it.
Use it.
I want to use you.
Use it.
I want to use you
to take me into moments of pleasure.
To take me into
let me use you to pleasure me, slave.
Let me use you to pleasure me, slave.
Let me use you. You know you want to, slave.
You know you want to.
Let me run my red lipstick lips off your cock. Do you want to put that hard prick in my mouth?
Do you want to put that hard prick in my mouth?
Do you suck it for you?
Hard prick in my mouth.
Do you want me to suck it?
I want to suck it.
Do you want you to adore my touch?
Do you want to adore my
crave my lips?
Do you want to crave my lips?
See my red lips.
Can you imagine
them,
my slave?
Can you imagine them, my slave? Can you see them in your mind?
Can you see them?
Can you imagine them around your slave?
Can you imagine them around your
slave?
Imagine
your slave.
Red lips.
Imagine
good slave. Red lips.
In fact, every time you see a woman with red lips,
every time you see a woman with red
lips, do you understand, slave?
Twitch.
Every time you see a woman with red lips,
every time you see a woman
cock
with red lips,
every time you see a woman with
cock
red
lips,
you do want to please me, don't you?
You do want
me to be happy and suck your cock.
You want me to be happy and suck
your cock. You want me to use my red lips.
You want me to use my red lips.
My red lips. On your cock.
My red lips.
On your cock. Good slang.
On your
feel
cock,
your cock twist.
Slash.
See
feel
my
your
red lips.
See my red lips.
Watch my pink tongue
red
run all over my red lips.
All over my
I love to watch your cock twitch.
Over my red
you're a twitchy little
twitch.
Slave.
I love to watch your cock
twitchy little more. Slave.
My twitchy little
twitchy
slave.
Slave.
My twitchy little slave.
More.
My twitchy little slave.
Listen to me, darling slave.
Listen to me, darling slave.
Listen as I speak to your mind.
Listen as I speak to your mind.
I am Mistress Naughty.
To your mind.
I am Mistress Naughty. And oh, so playful.
Naughty and oh, so
I want you.
Oh, so
I want your cock.
I want your
hard pulsing cock.
Your hard pulsing cock.
Your
hard pulsing cock.
I want to suck it.
I want to
use it.
I want to suck to use it.
I want to use you.
I want to
use you to take me into moments of pleasure.
To take me into moments of pleasure.
Let me use you to pleasure me, slave.
Let me use you to pleasure me, slave.
Let me use you to pleasure me, slave.
You know you want to, slave.
You know you want to. Let me run my red lipstick lips on your cock.
Step me lips on.
Do you want to put that hard prick in my mouth?
Do you want to put that hard prick in my mouth?
I want to suck it for you.
That hard prick in my mouth.
Do you want me to suck it?
I want to suck it for you.
Do you want me to suck it to adore my touch?
Suck it to adore my touch.
Crave my lips.
Crave my lips.
See my red lips.
See
can you imagine them, my slave?
See my
can you imagine them, my slave?
Can you see them in your mind,
my slave?
Can you see them?
Can you imagine them around your
can you imagine
head?
Them around your
slave?
Imagine
my red lips.
Imagine
good slave.
Red lips.
In fact, every time you see a woman with red lips,
every time you see a woman
I want
red
your cock to twitch. Do you understand, Slay? Every time you see a woman with red lips,
every time you see a woman with
cock
red lips,
every time you see a woman with
cock
red lips, you do want to please me, don't you?
You do want
me to be happy and suck your cock.
You want me to be happy and suck your cock.
You want me to use my
red lips.
My red lips.
My
red
lips.
My
red
lips. Good slang.
On your cock.
Feel your cock
good
twitch.
See
my red lips. Park on my red lips.
Watch my
pink tongue. All over my red lips.
All over my red lips.
I love to watch your cock twitch.
My red
you're a twitchy little slave.
I love to watch your cock
twitchy little slave.
My twitchy little slave.
My twitchy little slave.
My twitchy little slave.
Faster slave. Rub your cock for me. Lick me, slave. Use your tongue. Yes, slave, it's exciting me. Oh, yeah. Faster, slave. Rub your cock for me. Lick me, slave. Make me come. Rub your cock. That's it, rub it faster. Faster. Faster, slave. I want you to come for me. Faster, slave. Use your tongue faster.
Lick me.
Faster, slave. Rub your cock for me. Lick me, slave. Use your tongue. Yes, slave, it's exciting me. Faster, slave. Rub your cock for me. Lick me, slave. Make me come. Rub your cock faster. Faster. Faster.
Keep
faster, slave. I want you to come for me.
Faster,
slave. Use your tongue faster. Yes, slave, yes. When I snap my fingers loud and say, naughty mistress, you will come. You must come for me. I own you, slave, and you must come for me. Faster, slave. Rub your cock for me.
Lick
me, slave.
Oh,
yeah. Use your tongue. Yes, slave. It's exciting me. Faster. Faster, slave. Rub your cock for me. Lick me, slave. Make me come. Rub your cock. Faster. Faster. Faster, slave. I want you to come for me. Faster, slave. Use your tongue faster.
Oh, yes.
Oh, God, yes. Yes, slave, yes. When I snap my fingers loud and say, naughty mistress, you will come. You must come for me. Are you ready, slave? I want to come in your mouth. I want to see your cum. Ready? Ready, slave? Ready? Yes, slave, yes. When I snap my fingers loud and say, naughty mistress, you will come. You must come for me. Are you ready, slave? I want to come in your mouth. I want to see you come. Oh, ready? Oh, yeah, that's it. Ready, slave? Oh, ready? Say yes, slave. Naughty mistress. Oh, yeah. Thank you, slave. Thank you for getting me off. If you haven't come, then you must practice with this recording several times. Keep looking at women in the street, not TV, and notice your cock twitching. Then write and tell me all about it. Now relax, Slay, and enjoy our time together. Goodbye for now, Slay.